Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Wednesday, and it's the 21st of October, and I'm recording at 9:57 p.m., and that is Greenwich Mean Time here in London. Okay, it's another quiet day here overall. If I start with stock markets and look first at the Asia-Pacific region, really, the two bigger moves on the day were Japan and China. First, Japan was firm here, up 1.91% for the Nikkei 225. And in China, it was weaker, giving up the gains that we saw yesterday with the Shanghai Composite Index down just over 3%. That's 100 points. It's a almost identical retracement of yesterday's gains. And the others, well, very, very mixed and very small percentages overall. Looking at now the European markets, a little steadier there generally. And let me see the highlights. Well, Germany, excuse me, Germany had the best gain. Now, that's reversing, at least this week, it's reversing a tendency of that we saw for quite some time, in that we, following the VW scandal, Germany had been, and also concern over China, and an overreaction, I think, regarding China. But at any rate, Germany was underperforming, but it's outperforming marginally, and it was up 0.89 of a percent here today. The Euro Stoxx 50 index was up just over half a percentage point. That performance by Germany, though, means that on the year to date, it is still down 2.14% in US dollar terms. And the big winner in Europe on the year is Italy, and that is 9.31% higher in US dollars. And the other gainer is the French CAC index, up 2.99% again in dollars. Now, looking at the US, we had the second consecutive daily decline in here today. Again, it was a small decline, as we saw yesterday, but a little bit more of a volatile day because we had a good rally going early on. Some of the profits had come through quite well. General Motors, I think, surprised people the most. With a strong, robust performance, and it gained strongly on that report. But then later on in the day, the pharmaceutical company Valeant, which evidently has been a target of hedge fund traders for a while now, but there was a report about some of their selling practices that put the share down. Really quite sharply in here today, denied by the company, I should add. But that really capped the rally, and then Wall Street slipped to modest losses, a quarter of a percent for the Dow, just over half a percent for the S&P, and 8 tenths of a percentage point for the NASDAQ composite index overall. And I should also mention that those three indices are all right up at their 200-day moving averages. So that's an area where people will be watching and waiting to actually see what happens. And then against that background, we have the overbought short-term indicators, which you can see on stochastics in the chart library. But overall, it's been a very impressive performance generally, and you have some standouts that some shares that are powering ahead once again. And Owen has covered some of them in here today, but there'll certainly be familiar names for you. It's companies like Amazon and Google and McDonald's and Starbucks. So, elsewhere in government bond markets. Now, the U.S. Treasury is quite weak. It had a small upward dynamic yesterday, which I mentioned, but it gave that up today, fell back down to 2.024%. And the VIX index had a small upside key day reversal. And that ended the day at 16.63. So a touch of nervousness there in the markets. Elsewhere, commodities, the CCI index was down a fraction. Precious metals were among the weaker components. Palladium down nearly $18, brought it back to 677. Silver down nearly 24 cents to 1568, and platinum down, excuse me, just over $14 to $1,005 and change, and gold bullion slipped almost $9 to 1167. I noticed that grains and beans are a little bit firmer in here. Crude oil, it seems to be more the industrials that are the story here today. Crude oil is weaker. The WTI down over a dollar, 108. That's fallen for the last 3 days, and this is a little bit bigger decline in here today. And the Brent is down 82 cents to 47.89. Did I give the level? I think the WTI is at 45.22 against that background. Now, white sugar a little bit firmer. Same with lumber. I see in these commodities. That's really about it. So, a little bit more activity here than we've seen in most of the stock markets, but generally speaking, another quiet day. We're watching and waiting as we work our way through October. And on that note, all the very best to all of you.